Would this get you hard or no? Well? I'm asking you because I need an answer. Because apparently, according to somebody, I'm not exactly appealing. It doesn't matter who said it, just would this get you hard? I can ask you, and I am asking you, tell me. Because I'm your friend and I need help. Help me. I am dressed like a slut. Affirm that I look slutty and fuckable. Well? Thank you. I knew I wasn't blind. Well, he's now my ex-boyfriend, so it doesn't really matter. He might have left some, exit reviews for me. Essentially saying that I didn't put a lot of effort into our sex life, and that I'm not sexy, and that I sound like a teenage boy. Which, by the way, so... Ignore me, I'm just feeling sorry for myself, as per usual. And I'm dressed like a slut in front of you and asking you to validate me. Oh my god, I might as well just go on Instagram. In fact, I might, out of sheer desperation, I might just be like, ah, fuck you, Henry, look at me. Titties out, ass fat. Still insecure and unsure of myself, but way, validated by strangers. So, you know, obviously I'm winning. Oh, I don't even know. He's an arsehole. He is an absolute arsehole, and everything he says is stupid, but that one issue around sex and being sexy, and it's like, I know I don't sound like a... Oh, how do you miss this? I know I don't sound like that. I sound like this. I sound like I was born in Yorkshire. I am from Yorkshire. I know I wear tracksuits and sports bras, but since when has that not been... You know, fine, at the very least. And now I'm wearing a maid costume with stockings and thigh highs, because, you know, that'll show him. That'll fucking show him, even though he's not here and I'm just making a sad sack of myself in front of you, my friend. I'm very sorry, but also I'm just angry. I'm angry at myself letting that fucker get in my head when it's like, fuck you mean nothing. And I don't have to prove anything to you. You're my ex-boyfriend for a reason. But it's just... Why did he say that on leaving? Oh, actually, no, I know why he said it. To get in my fucking head. So I would do this and make a fool of myself and think about him, and he'd take up space in my cranium and... Ah, he won, didn't he? He won. I am sat here. Ass cold. Titties perky. Feeling like... No, I am not sexy. I'm not. I'm all right with it. For the most part, it's just when you're in a relationship and you're having sex, it's not really a nice thing to say to someone, is it? Exactly. I wouldn't say that to him. It's not exactly as if he was like... I don't know. I don't even want to be a bitch about it. I don't want to insult him and what he did and what we did together, because I just don't see the point. But I just... I know I'm not that good at sex, and I know I'm not what people typically think of when they think about sex or porn, but it's just like, why you gotta be a dick? I wasn't a dick to you. Maybe I should have been. No, I shouldn't have been, because I don't want to be. I don't want to be a dick. I just... I'm so angry with myself. So I'm doing exactly what he wants me to do. I'm just going round in random circles in my head and being like, oh, well, if only I was a double D, horny, instantly cummable something or other. You know, those women in porn that just go, when you touch their shoulder or something. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, that was another thing. I take too long to come. Well, if 20 minutes is too long, sir, I pity the next individual that happens upon you. I don't think 20 minutes is unreasonable. Do you? Thank you. It's not. It's a perfectly acceptable amount of time to just get centered. And there's a lot going on in my head. And if it's like you helped me with some of the stuff, maybe there'd be space in my head for orgasms. Not that I'm blaming him. It's not. I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, and they had this and this. It's like, no, no, no. I don't want to be a petty bitch. I just want to be a secure one. And I am not allowing myself to be that. And I am disappointed in myself. And I am cold. And I'm wearing a stupid outfit and I don't feel sexy. Thank you for the blanket. Sorry for just offloading. I just feel like an idiot. I know I don't have to be a porn star or come on demand or under a certain time limit, but when somebody you've been intimate with says stuff like that, it's just like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. I'll just carry that to my grave. And it's like, no, damn it, I have control. I get to say what stays in my memory, not other people. It's just like, really? Really? Low blow. Not classy. Very petty and scumbaggy. I would never have said that to somebody, even if they'd really hurt me. It's just like, why would you say that? That's mean. I've answered my own question because I'm a pushover. I'm a pushover tomboy who has a deep voice and it does not come on demand, clearly. Thank you, I should not have to. You are absolutely correct and this is why we are roommates and best friends and you put a blanket on me when I felt exposed. He would never have done that. He'd have been like, no, you have to get comfortable, show yourself off. It's like, don't always fucking want to. Thank you very much. My body, my autonomy. But no, it was always, you never dress sexy. You never wear sexy underwear. You never put in an effort. Well, I'm being me, motherfucker. And if you're not finding that sexy, then maybe you shouldn't date me. This isn't dress up or Barbie. And I knew that all along. I knew that he was just trying to make me into something that I wasn't. And I was going along with it because I'm pathetic. And was like, oh, validation. He likes me. And it's like, girl, get a grip. Get a grip. This is 2024. Do better for yourself. But no, no, just, oh, well, he doesn't mean it. He's really nice underneath. Fuck it, what? Underneath? Underneath what? Protein powder and a porn addiction. You know what? I am just going to draw a line. I'm just going to draw a firm line. I'm going to get out of these clothes because these are not my fucking clothes and I am not Barbie. Not that I'm dissing Barbie. There's nothing wrong with Barbie. It's just that I'm not a doll or a product. And you know what I mean? Barbie's fine. Because I'm sick of spending my life trying to please other people and never once thinking, am I actually having a good time? I'll tell you what. I am in a grubby old t-shirt and some baggy shorts. I am having a good time now. I am me, hear me, exist. I'm working on the slogan. Could I have a really big hug? Tell me I'm pathetic and I need to get a grip and he's just a boy. Alright, I'm not pathetic, but I do need to get a grip and he is just a boy. And I know that. I can see it rationally in everything. I'm just like, yeah, an unremarkable boy. Oh, how will I ever cope? It's like, and it's like, why was I trying to be sexy for this person that is mean? Why was I trying to do that? What the heck? Is that really how little I think of myself? It's like, oh, this person that clearly doesn't like me or respects me. I really hope his penis gets hard for me. What the heck? My grandmother would be turning in her grave. She would also be astonished that we now have access to bank accounts, but, you know. I know. I know it's gonna be okay. Do you know how I know it's going to be okay? Because you see me and you like me as I am, as the grub, tomboy, fuckwit that I am. You don't ask me to mule and pant and pretend that I'm really loving you rubbing the inside of my thigh, which is clearly not my clit. He had no idea, and I'm not doing this to be like, oh, he's shit in bed. It's just like, no, he wasn't doing it for me either, but I didn't make horrible comments, because it's like, I don't want to. Everybody can improve, and sex isn't the... It's just not the big, all big, what do you even call it? The big event thing, aspiration, goal. It's like, that is not the point of being together. It's like a side quest in a game. It's like, oh, very nice. Anyway, move on. Or it is, I don't know. It's as big or as little as you want it to be. But for me, it's like, it's okay. It's something we can do together. Cool. That feels nice. But it's like, Jesus Christ, why are you being mean? Because he's a bastard. Yes, yes, yes. I know. I know. You told me. I agree. I even knew. I even knew. That is how on the floor my self-esteem is. Because clearly I'm an insecure bitch that is just like, oh, please, mean person that I don't even particularly like, please validate me with this. And it's like, oh, that didn't actually validate me. Now I'm just sad. Well, Jesus. I'm really sorry to burden you further, but is there any chance you'd be willing to drink away the night with me? Well, we can talk about your shitty ex-relationship, too. Let the evening begin. No, she did not. What a whore bag of whoredom. Who says that? That's so mean. Oh, I should have punched her in the face. I wanted to punch her in the face. I was gonna. I mean, she was like all getting all of her stuff and being like, oh, you can have him now. It's like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, you silly woman? I'm not the reason you broke up. You broke up because you're an asshole. She was an asshole. Because she was an asshole, and I will not apologize for her assholery. She should, but she won't, because she's an asshole. Case in point, goodbye. Oh, do not ever get back with her ever again, or anybody like her. My God. As if I did anything. As if... What? Oh, my God. And it's like, so what? We had a tiny crush on each other when we were younger. It's like, everybody has crushes. Just shut up. And we never... This is the thing. Even if we had had crushes on each other at that time, we never would have done anything because we're not assholes. It's like, no, we would have had an adult conversation and been like, yeah, I fancy you. Yeah, I fancy you. But we're both in relationships. So should either end those relationships and get together or just let it fade out? We chose the latter. See? Adult conversations, adult behavior. Take notes, you assholes. But they won't. But that's okay. Because they're gone. And we're here. Oh, it's gonna be okay, I promise. I don't know. It's not for me to know. It's just for me to promise. Is that the name of the game? We don't know the destination or even how we're going to get there. We're just taking one step in front of the other and being like, please, God, lead to somewhere good. Please, God. Lead to ugly t-shirts and feeling comfortable and not being exposed and vulnerable and feeling like I should feel safe and I don't feel safe. I feel objectified and like I'm not good enough, and that is not going to inspire an orgasm. Surprise, feckin' surprise. Exactly! And her being like, we have to do it again and again and again. It's like, excuse me? I am not a machine. Do not demand that from me. No, 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 no. No internalize any of that bullshit. Men are not studs. And women are not orgasm dispensers. None of this is romantic or sexual or sensual. This is all just like, gimme, I want it. I've seen porn. This is what happens in porn. It's like, that is, really? You think porn's reality? It's like, wait, listen, when we watch a Jackie Chan movie, we don't really think that Jackie Chan is fighting somebody that way. Like, if somebody picked up a plum pot and, like, danced around with it, you'd be like, what the feck are they doing? That's not real. So why do we make exceptions with porn? It's like, everyone must be like, like, spasming. It's like, no, it's not real. It doesn't happen. And you should be able to enjoy that within that, like, constantly wishing that sex was like that. It's not, and it's not supposed to be. You're killing romance and intimacy in relationships, and my brain hurts. Thanks for not being a dick. And for being you, and for letting me whine and prattle on and on and on. Ah, that was another thing. He was like, you never shut up. You just used your mouth for something good. It's like, like what? Yeah, sucking your dick is not good. And not because sucking dick is inherently bad. It's just because you're mean. And being mean to me does not inspire dick suckerage. Surprise, feckin' surprise. So if you wanted me to be inspired, why didn't you cuddle me and say nice things to me and be like, wear whatever clothes you want. It's your body, you dress it however you want. That would have inspired dick suckerage. I know you don't want me to suck your dick. Because you're not creepy and predatory and like, oh, she's sad. This will be the perfect time to make a move on her. You're like, no. I obviously do have a crush on her and she has a crush on me and we were adults about it. And like, you know, it happens. But we're both in relationships, so we won't do anything about it. Now we're not in relationships, so if we wanted to, we could. But you're sad. I'm me. I don't want to presume. No, not really a joke. To rephrase that, not all a joke. You're really sweet. I like you. And you don't make me feel less than. Alcohol's amazing. All that fluff gets swept away and you're just like, yeah, I'd suck your dick because you're kind to me. I'm not even being silly, I'm just being honest, which can sometimes unnerve people. But tell you what, why don't we just have a completely honest interaction between each other where I suck your dick and I don't do any hentai moaning or anything and you just come or don't come whenever you want to. Because I am single, you are single, you're in possession of a dick, I have a mouth, and we're actually kind and decent to each other. And I won't lie, I have occasionally used you for masturbation fodder. It's all very respectful. No BDSM or anything. What do you say? You can take as long or as little as you like. I am not here to judge, and I care not to judge. It's okay. about getting hard or not. Just relax. Have you ever had somebody use two hands before? I never try it. You okay? I think we need a bit more spit there. I like to lick the sides first. What's the humming? I didn't even realize. I wasn't doing it on purpose. You okay if I put it in my mouth? Making noise now. Hold on to my head if it helps. So it turns out grubby old t-shirts work just as well, Let's not think about tomorrow. Let's just enjoy the fact that it doesn't really matter what you wear. Just be a kind person and, I don't really have a moral for this, I guess. I just kind of wanted to, suck you off and, feel good about myself. Is that enough of a moral?